White enslavers used the term Jezebel to justify sexual violence. The Jezebel myth has since persisted, reinforcing systemic oppression against Black women. This dangerous weapon of racism and sexism must be confronted, and here's one way to challenge it. This is 2 Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Black women continuously face the stereotypes that they are hypersexual, crazed nymphomaniacs ruled by lust. Jezebels is the term commonly used against them. White enslavers created this lie to justify their rape of enslaved Black women. They dared to bring God into their reasoning as well. Enslavers believe white women were virtuous in God's eyes and therefore worthy of protection. Black women were painted as the exact opposite, sexual deviants worthy of violence. After emancipation, many Black people bought into white respectability politics. Black women, in particular, were impacted by this survival mode reaction from our people. To be seen as respectable, Black women had to fit into a proper, composed, religious, sexually chaste role. A primary reason Claudette Colvin wasn't initially recognized as the first person to refuse to give up her seat on a segregated bus was that she was an unwed pregnant teenager. However, despite these stereotypes, Black women are and can be spiritual, successful, and sexual. Numerous African spiritual practices predating enslavement and colonization indicate the erotic is spiritually based. Let's stop policing ourselves. What or who you do with your body isn't anybody's business but yours. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2 Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please rate and subscribe to our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black History.